Grandmama, you must.
Grandmama.
Rubbish, of course I am.
Tell me, Grandmama.
Let me alone, all of you. I can't make a speech on my own birthday by this time, and I shouldn't be here at all. Silence. So, you're all here. The whole lot of you. The whole Harry's family. Here in this room, this evening for my birthday. My 100th birthday. You never thought I'd live that long, did you? Well, I did. Now I suppose you've all come to look at me. A last look, I suppose you're thinking. Well, if it should be your last look at me, always remember that it's my last look at you, too. At you, Will Harries. You may be a famous novelist now, but you were a very stupid little boy. Never did learn how to spell. And you, Amory. You're in Parliament and very active, I hear. But you will never be as good a speaker as your father, and he was just a vicar in our village church here in Cumberland. Veronica, you're looking well. Surprisingly well when I think of how they all run to fat on your side of the family. And you, Ellis. Sir Ellis, I suppose I ought to call you. Tell me you're going to be a very big man in the city someday. Where's your mother? I don't see her here tonight.
My mother begged to be excused. She was confined to her bed with a cold.
And Daddy, you were always an ailing lot, you London Harry. Not like the Cumberland branch. Strong as horses we were, but wild and bad. Not many of us left anymore. Benjamin.
Yes, Grandmama.
You and I are the only ones left, Benjamin. I heard all about you over at Skiddaw this spring, and that fight you were in over a woman. Did you win?
Yes, I did, Grandmama.
Glad to hear that. There are some of you here I don't know. My memory isn't as good as it was, and I can't see new faces. You, child. Are you a Harry? You with the pretty blue dress and the curls. What's your name?
That's Vanessa, Grandmama.
Oh, your daughter, eh, Adam? Well, she's a pretty child. I think I should go to my room. I'm getting tired, and there are too many of them. So many Harrys in one room. Too much for an old woman like me. So if you want to drink my health, you'd better get on with it.
To Grandmama.
I give you a toast. Here's to Grandmama, and here's to England, and here's to the Harrys family. May they all three live, prosper, and help the world along the way that it should go.
Did you hear what Grandmama said about my dress?
Your dress is beautiful, my child. I'm afraid I shall have quite a belle for a daughter in a few years. Your mother would have been so proud of you this evening. Happy, Vanessa?
Oh, yes, I've never been so happy. Father?
Yes, my darling.
May I go for a walk on the heath with Cousin Benji? He asked me to.
Benji? I'd rather you didn't, Vanessa.
Oh, please, Father. Benji's been away so long. He said he wanted to talk to somebody.
Very well, Vanessa. Only don't go too far. Leave where I can call you.
Benji! Benji, you walk so fast, I have to run to keep up with you.
I want to get away from a family party. All those Harrys. Look, Vanessa, there's Griffel over there. Oh. Beyond that, across the hill, Scotland.
I can't see it.
Because the night is so dark, but it's there all the same.
Tell me about London, Benji.
One day when you've been there. You're older.
Oh, everything for when I'm older. I want to know now. All about London and about you. I don't believe the things they say about you, Benji.
Not that I'm a bad man.
Certainly not.
Not that I'm wild. That the truth isn't in me. Not that I won't settle down and be what a Harry's ought to be. Whatever that is.
You're what I want you to be.
What's that?
You. Benji.
What is it?
It's so quiet suddenly. The music stopped.
Vanessa!
Oh, that's Papa. We're coming! We're coming, Papa! Oh, come on, Benji. We must go in.
Vanessa.
Yes, Benji.
Will you marry me someday?
Of course I will.
Would you marry me if your father forbade it?
Yes.
If I was in disgrace, Vanessa, with everyone, if I'd done something shameful and no one would speak to me, would you still marry me?
As long as I loved you, I'd marry you. And I'd always love you. Always and forever.
Whatever I did.
Yes.
I'll remind you of that one day.
Vanessa?
Oh, yes, here I am, Papa.
Come inside, Vanessa.
Papa, what is it? We heard the music stop.
We've had bad news, my child. Your grandmother.
Oh, Papa.
Your Aunt Jane went up to her room a few minutes ago and found her. She looked very peaceful. She must have died in her sleep.
Is it really 5 years, Vanessa? 5 years since we talked at Aldale the night your grandmother died?
5 years, Benji. Have I changed much?
You've grown up.
Benji.
I've something to tell you, Vanessa. I'm going away again tomorrow morning. I'll not see you till someone has married you.
I'll never marry anyone but you.
We're not going to be married. You know what everyone says of me. That I'm one of the wild Harrys like my father, that I'm no good, that I spoil everything I touch. Well, Vanessa, it's true, I think. My mother and you are the only two people I've loved. I hurt my mother so many times. I don't want to hurt you.
You couldn't hurt me, then.
I could never say to you, Vanessa, from now on I'll be everything you like. I'll go to church on Sunday, I'll read Tennyson with you in the evening.
But I don't want you to read Tennyson. And if you don't wish to go to church, you needn't. And whatever you've done is no business of mine. I know you so well, Benji, and love you so much. And I'm not afraid of taking risks. Life was made for taking risks.
What do you know about life?
I know that marriage isn't all fun. It isn't for anybody. Only I think you and I would be often happy together if we were married. Because we love one another so much. We'd be unhappy, too, but we'd still love one another. And if you left me, I know you'd come back.
Oh, I might not. I might never come back. Loving you as much as I do now, I might still say, no, I can't stand this, and I'd be off. Perhaps never return.
I'd never know that you weren't going to return, Benji.
My darling. My darling. Let's be engaged here and now. For 1 year. This is the last day of April. 1 year from now, on this same day, I'll come and ask you if you're still of the same mind. And if you are, if I can trust myself, we'll be married.
If that's what you'd like, Benji.
Not a word to anyone.
I've always told Father.
Oh, no, not even your father. He might not understand.
Very well.
Oh, it's a poor bargain for you, Vanessa. Mind, if you ever want to be free, you're only to tell me.
I'll never want to be free.
Look at me, Vanessa.
What is it, Benji?
Many things. First, I'm going to kiss you.
Yes, Benji.
But your lips last. First your hair, and your eyes, and your beautiful brow. And now your lips.
Child, you'd be happy in London. It is very kind of Lady Harris to ask you. And Cousin Ellis has written me again and again, urging me to let you go.
Oh, it'll seem so strange not to spend Christmas in Cumberland. I don't want to go to London. I'll be so lonely, Papa.
No, you won't. You'll meet all our family. You'll find that there are many interesting members of the Harris family outside of...
Benji, Papa?
I didn't say that, my dear. But it may be that London and the outside world will make you see people and things in a different light.
I'll go. I'll go if you wish it, Papa.
Well, my dear, how do you like London parties?
I like them very much.
You don't know who I am, do you?
You're...
Don't pretend, my dear. There's no way in which you could know. Perhaps you've heard your father talk about me. I'm Will Harris.
Oh, Uncle Will.
Yes. The last time I saw you was at your grandmother's birthday. You've grown very pretty since then. Oh,
thank you, Uncle Will.
And you haven't told me yet how you like London.
Everybody's been very kind to me. Lady Harris and Cousin Ellis.
What do you think of your Cousin Ellis? You know, before long, he'll be one of the richest men in England.
He's been wonderful to me, Uncle Will, but I don't understand him quite. He's so grave and nervous and so afraid of doing the wrong thing.
You've noticed that, have you? Well, your cousin Ellis belongs to the serious side of the family. Shall I tell you something, Vanessa? Each time I hear about you, I get fresh hope for our family, yours and mine. Somehow, I don't think the Harrys will be able to crush you.
I don't know what you mean, Uncle Will.
Well, never mind. You must run along now, my dear. The dancing will start in a minute, and it isn't fair for an old man like me to keep the most beautiful girl at the party all to himself.
Oh, but I like to be here with you, Uncle Will.
All except your eyes, Vanessa.
My eyes?
Your eyes are far away. Come, Vanessa, tell me. Which one of the young men is it? Is he here tonight?
No, but he'll be here in April. He said he would.
Do I know him?
Nobody knows him, really. Except me.
Vanessa!
Sandy! Sandy, my darling, you've come back. You're here. My hand's on your sleeve. I'm touching you. You're real.
Quick, Vanessa, tell me, do you love me? Do you love me as much as 2 years ago?
More, Benji, more.
Is there anyone else? If so, where is he? I'll kill him. Quick, tell me.
Only you, Benji.
I told you I'd be here, didn't I? I've run all the way from South America. You know I've run. Tell me, do you love me? Are you going to marry me?
Of course. Oh, my darling, my darling. Dear Uncle Will, you were so good to me in London and you seemed to understand me so well. It seems natural that I should write to you now. Now that I'm alone. Now that the two people are gone who meant so much to me. The only two people I ever loved. You remember the day I said goodbye in London? I told you that Father had finally given his consent. Benji and I were to be married in August. Then 2 weeks after I got back, came the fire. Father and I had gone to Keswick to see Benji's mother. I don't know how much you heard about the fire. It broke out at 3 a.m, somewhere in the east wing.
What is it?
What is it? The house is on fire. Quick, come down.
We'll be doing our best, son.
Everybody outside, the roof's going.
Please wait, did you see my father?
No, Miss Vanessa, he was in the east wing, that's me.
Yes, he was.
And that way is nothing but pain.
There's nothing to do, ma'am. I'm going to get him.
You can't do that, Miss Vanessa, the roof's falling in. Come back, Miss.
Let's go, I'm going in.
Come back, Miss Vanessa, come back here to kill him. Mr. Ellis, stop her, make Vanessa.
Oh, Benji, Benji, my father is up there, you must
Vanessa,
help me.
Vanessa, there's no chance.
Oh, let me go, Benji. If no one else will go, I will.
I won't let you go.
Benji, let me go! Oh! Father! Father! Oh, you see what you've done. He's dead. And it's your fault. You... Oh, I hate you. You killed him. I'll hate you as long as I live. You know, don't you, Uncle Will, that when I said those terrible things to Benji, it was because I was out of my head with grief. I know how brave Benji is. If there'd been the slightest chance of saving Father, he'd have been the first to go in. And if he had got my letter, the letter I wrote as soon as I was able to write at all, he'd have understood. Poor Benji. He's so used to being blamed for things. And you know how proud he is. I see how deeply I must have hurt him because the messenger that I sent with my letter came back with the letter and the news that Benji had left that same morning, the morning of the fire, telling no one where he'd gone. That was almost 3 months ago. Last week he returned.
Come back, Vanessa.
I knew you'd come back, Benji.
Come back to tell you something.
I knew you'd come back, Benji. I knew we'd never part again.
Don't, Vanessa.
Benji, what is it?
It's this. We can't be married. We can never be married. Because I was married last week, Vanessa. I thought after the fire that you blamed me somehow for your father's death. I wrote off in a temper. You remember I was staying in the village in rooms with a widow and her daughter?
Yes.
I didn't like them, either of them. I was thinking of you, Vanessa, this summer, every minute of the day, and yet... I kissed the girl, disliked her more than ever, and kissed her again.
Tell me what she looks like, Benji. Is she beautiful?
A day or two after the fire, I rode with them to a farm. My brother owns over at Keswick, and stayed there all night. I drank too much.
My poor Benji.
2 weeks ago, a girl came to see me in London, and she told me... Will you believe me, Vanessa, when I tell you that I loved you all that time more than ever?
Yes, I believe you.
I didn't marry the girl because I was frightened of anything that might happen. I've never been afraid of anyone or anything except your despising me, Vanessa. Or my doing you harm. And I saw that though I loved you so dearly, I'd been able to do this thing. I might do it again.
Do you care for her, Benji? Are you fond of her in any way at all?
No. Not in any way at all.
You must do all you can for her, Benji.
I will. I will. But what are we to do from this? I can't live without seeing you.
Oh, no, we mustn't meet. Oh, no, not for a long time. And please, don't write me or anything. It'll be much better.
I'll do anything you say.
Only if ever you're in trouble, any kind of serious trouble... You must see that I know.
You'll never know anything of me again, Vanessa, except what can make you happy.
Helping you would make me happy.
Goodbye, Vanessa.
Goodbye, my love. Next week, Uncle Bill, I'm coming to London. Ellis has written inviting me to stay in Hill House again, and I've accepted. Try as I will, I find that I cannot stay here at home any longer. All the things that I loved here in Cumberland have become hateful to me. Hateful reminders of those two I loved, Father and Benji.
My dearest.
Yes, Cousin Ellis.
You've been happy both times you've been here with us in London.
Very happy, Ellis.
Your presence here has been a great joy to all of us.
I'm glad. You've been wonderfully good to me, Ellis.
There is something I must ask you, Vanessa. This is no sudden thought. From the first day I saw you, I hoped that one day, perhaps, you'd be my wife.
I'm proud that you should think of me like that, Ellis, but...
For a time, I thought it was hopeless. That was the time when you considered yourself engaged to Benji, when he had not yet shown himself to you for what he was.
Ellis... There's something I want to say to you, and then we'll never mention it again. About Benji. I know that everyone's against him. They all think he treated me badly. That he made a wretched mess of everything, which is what they always hoped for. One thing you must know. He did not treat me badly. I want you to make everyone understand, everyone, that I'll not hear one word against him, that I'll never speak again to anyone who attacks him. Is that clear?
If you wish it, Vanessa.
I do wish it.
If only you could love me a little, Vanessa. I would wait.
I like you very much, Ellis. But I don't like you.
Then let me love you and serve you. There is nothing you can ask that you shan't have. I'll never interfere with you. I'm not a man who has many friends. You've noticed that, perhaps. I've always been shy in company... But with you beside me, I feel I could do anything. You do like me, don't you?
Of course I do.
Then that's all I ask, Vanessa. Indeed it is. I ask nothing more.
You are listening to the Campbell Playhouse presentation of Vanessa, starring Helen Hayes and Orson Welles. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Vanessa, this headache It seems to get worse and worse.
Perhaps if I call the doctor, he could suggest something.
No, no. Oh, it's nothing. All I need is to rest in this darkened room for a while.
I could only be sure that it's not more serious than you think. You know, you haven't felt well for such a long time, Ellis. Last week you had to miss the Jubilee, and I know how very ill you must have felt before...
I've been working too hard, perhaps. Or perhaps...
I wish you'd let me stay home with you, Ellis, and look after you.
No, no, my dear. Go and enjoy yourself. You'll tell me all about it when you return. I shall count the minutes.
I'll come as quickly as possible.
Oh, Vanessa.
Yes, Ellis.
Come here, dear. Closer to me. Give me your hand. We've been married nearly 10 years. Have you been happy with me?
Of course, Ellis.
All those years?
All those years.
I'm so glad.
It's a bigger hoop than I've ever had before, and I didn't see you standing there.
There's no harm done.
Tom, don't stand there chattering. It's your fault. Just say you're sorry.
Vengeance.
Vengeance.
Have you been back in London long?
A few weeks. Nobody else thought I was really necessary to make the Jubilee a success. I felt I'd like to be here. I wanted to see Tom. This is Lady Harry's, Tom.
How do you do, Lady Harry's?
I've always wanted to meet you, Tom. Benji, he's like you.
Is he? We've had a lot of fun together, haven't we, Tom?
Yes, sir.
You go and play now. Don't go too fast.
Yes, Father.
He's less than a year old, and his mother, when Marion left me one morning, like in a bad play, 9 years ago. Note on the kitchen table. Surprised to see me, Vanessa?
Very.
I wish I could say I was, but I can't. You see, I found out that you walk through the park quite often on your way home, so I've been here most afternoons since I came back.
Haven't you seen your wife since then?
I never will again. Poor thing. I'm glad I have the boy. He kept me from being lonely, as lonely as I would have been. Have you been happy, Vanessa?
I haven't asked myself whether I've been happy or unhappy.
And Ellis, how's he?
He's well.
If you'd married me, you'd have known what to say, wouldn't you? When people asked you if you were happy or unhappy. Very unhappy, you'd have said.
Perhaps.
Afraid happiness and unhappiness have nothing to do with love.
I'm glad you have Tom with you, Benji.
Yes, we're very good for each other. Doesn't know anything about us or about his mother, except what every boy has a right to know about his mother, whether it's true or not.
I'm so proud of you, Benji.
Are you? I'm not. I don't suppose I'll see you again.
Oh, no, it wouldn't be right.
Yes. Vanessa.
Benji.
Tom?
Yes, Father?
Tom, come here and say goodbye to Lady Harris.
Late, Vanessa.
Am I? It was such a fine day, I walked home through the park. And oh, I must tell you, Ellis, as I was
coming
up... You
don't generally walk home through the park. For someone who didn't even want to go out...
Ellis.
You'd think that knowing I was ill...
But Ellis...
Oh, it doesn't matter. Some letters came for you while you were out. Here they are. One of them is from Benjamin Harris.
You're wrong. There's no letter from Benji. Oh, I suppose this is the letter you meant. Read it. From Dr. Harris. He wants to know if I will subscribe to a bazaar.
I'm very ashamed, Vanessa. But if you knew how I've been suffering. I've been lying here all these hours, longing for you. I love you so terribly, Vanessa. I used to think that in time it would become part of life. But it hasn't. It grows stronger every day. Oh, I know it isn't your fault. You don't love me. You never loved me, but...
Ellis, dear. I know don't love you as much as you could wish in the way you mean. But we've been such good friends. Let's be thankful for that. And please, let's go on trusting one another.
Vanessa, if you would love me, oh, you could only love me. Vanessa. Vanessa.
Evan, are you still awake?
Yes, I couldn't sleep. How was your evening, Vanessa?
It was enchanting, Ellis. We went to the prison of Zender. You know, George Alexander and Faye Davis.
As I've heard it, that it's an interesting play.
What sort of an evening have you had, Ellis? Was Aunt Grace entertaining? I didn't want to go without you, but you insisted.
She left an hour ago, Vanessa. She told me something that upset me.
Well, what is it, Ellis?
Benjamin Herries has been in England for 2 months, she said.
I didn't know.
Are you sure?
Ellis.
And she told me that you saw Benji last year at the time of the Jubilee. You never told me.
I've told everyone else. When I came home that day, I was going to tell you. Only you've been thinking that some silly letter or other was from him. And after that, it was impossible. If Benji's in England now, I didn't know about it until you just told me.
I find that hard to believe. After you've just confessed that you met him secretly after the Jubilee.
Oh, listen to me, Ellis. I've seen Benji once since we were married. I saw him for 15 minutes when we sat on a bench in the park. I would have told you, I meant to tell you, until you made it clear that it would be wrong to tell you. Now, that's all there is to it.
Is it?
Yes. You must remember, Ellis, Benji and I have been friends all our lives. I know that some of our family don't like him. You don't like him.
You've been seeing him behind my back for years.
Oh, Ellis, let's talk sense. You know that I've never lied to you, not in the smallest, most insignificant thing. I've never been anything but a friend to Benji, even when I loved him most. You must trust me as I trust you. There's no reason.
No reason? When you made me unhappy for years, not loving me, pretending, Ellis, taking people in, but not me. You hear? Never me. I've had enough of it, you hear? You're mine, and you'll love me as I love you.
Ellis, you're hurting me.
I want to hurt you as you've hurt me.
Ellis, your hand, you're choking me. Ellis.
Forgive me. Oh. It's because I can't. Because I want so much.
Oh, Ellis. Ellis. I told you how I felt about you when you asked me to marry you. And what our marriage would be. If there isn't complete trust between us...
There is, Vanessa. There will be. I need you more than you think. I love you so. Oh, Vanessa. Vanessa, we are both tired. We need a rest. I think we'll go to Cumberland for a week. To your cottage at Uldale.
Cumberland? But, Ellis, you hate Cumberland.
No. Who told you that?
Nobody, of course, only yourself.
When have I said that I hated Cumberland?
Not hated it, but disliked it. The rain, and you don't like the north.
Who told you that I hated Cumberland?
Nobody, Ellis. Nobody.
And I wish you wouldn't hold that book while you talk to me.
Oh.
Why do they bind books in green? It's such an ugly color.
I hadn't noticed it, Ellis.
I don't hate Cumberland. Of course not. It'll be very agreeable. I need a holiday. We both need a holiday.
Whatever you say, Ella.
Vanessa, when we return to London, I wish you to see a doctor I know.
A doctor?
Yes, a doctor. I have been long coming to the conclusion, Vanessa, that you are not well.
Oh.
I came to Cumberland with you that I might observe you. In London, it's so difficult. So many people to interfere. We don't see enough of one another. My suspicions are quite confirmed.
What suspicions? I'm really quite well, Ellen.
Ah, so you think. That, I fear, is part of the disease. I have said nothing until I was certain. I didn't wish to alarm you.
Ellis, I don't know what you're talking about.
Listen to me, Vanessa. For a long time, we haven't been happy. Oh, I know that it hasn't always been your fault. But I realize that your care of me during these last years, in addition to all your social duties, is too much for your strength. You will need great quiet in the future and perhaps retirement for a time to some soothing place.
What is it?
You heard nothing?
No.
The country is so noisy and restless. There's always something moving.
Alice, what are you doing? Why are you locking the door?
It wasn't kind of you, Vanessa, to have me watched day and night for months.
What do you mean, Alice? No one was watching.
Why lie to me, Vanessa? I don't blame you, not at all. I know that you aren't yourself. But it is wrong of you to embarrass me. I'm such an unpleasant man. I've stood for hours while he watched me outside the window. Sometimes he would never move until I came myself to the window. And then he would vanish into the green bushes or green grass beyond the flower beds. A long, thin man in a green coat. He was never without his green coat. It was why I always knew who he was.
Alice, dear, you know I haven't had you watched ever. Why should I?
Oh, I'm not vexed, my dear. Not at all vexed. I said to myself, if he hadn't got that green coat, I really shouldn't mind. He could watch me as long as he pleased. But I dislike green as a color, and his eyes were always most unpleasant.
Oh. Alice, I don't know what to say. Let's talk about it tomorrow. Right now, I don't think...
You wouldn't like it if I had you watched, you know. You wouldn't like it at all. The truth is, Vanessa, that neither of us is well. Life has been a failure for both of us. It is better for us to end it.
Alice, give me that key. You've locked the door, you know. Give me that key.
No, my dear, certainly not. We haven't been happy for a long time. So here, very quickly, while there is no one about, is a very good opportunity to finish all this tiresome business. It is my duty. I have hesitated for some time, but now my duty is quite clear.
Alice, give me that knife. You don't know what you're talking about, Alice.
You will feel nothing. It will be no more than a cut on a finger. And then I will follow. I can't possibly express to you how agreeable it will be to be tired no longer. To have no more headaches.
Put that knife on the table, Alice.
Perhaps I will. Perhaps I will not. And how absurd of you not to do as I wish. But you never have done as I wish.
Alice, give me the key.
Oh, why not? Another time. Perhaps another time will be better.
Oh, thank you. Now, try to get some sleep, Alice.
Vanessa, how unhappy we are. How unhappy we are. Good night, Vanessa.
Oh, please, God, help me.
How much does anyone know besides you, my dear?
Everyone has known, Uncle Will. You've known for a long time that something was wrong with Alice. But as long as everything was all right on the surface, it's been accepted. There must be no more hairy scandals.
Worse things than scandals.
And it's all my fault.
Your fault?
The sin was my marrying Alice in the first place, when it was Benji I loved. I thought of myself rather than Alice. And now that he needs me, my courage is gone. I thought once I had enough for anything.
Your courage is greater than any I have ever known. You must leave him, Vanessa. You will be blamed, of course. And will you mind blame and criticism, Vanessa? You had very little in your life, you know. And many other things will be different, too.
I don't think I can go on any longer without seeing Benji. I love him as deeply as ever I did. More deeply, I think. And I can't live and die, Uncle Will, without loving anyone.
Then go to him, Vanessa. I think you know now what you want to do. What you've got to do.
Yes, I know. And whatever it costs, it'll be less than the cost of not doing it.
If you knew how many times I've sat here imagining just this. Now there'll be a knock at the door, and I'll open it. There'll be Vanessa at last.
Yes, at last. Benji, I can't go on without you any longer.
It isn't fair to you, Vanessa. You'll be made to suffer.
I know I'll suffer, in one way or another. I've been thinking of this for a long time. I'm not a fool about it. I know the delight, and I know the punishment.
Vanessa.
Nobody's happy forever, Benji. Oh, Benji, are you sure you want me? Are you certain still, after all this time?
I love you more than I ever did. Loving you's been the only good thing in me. Are you quite sure?
Oh, yes, I'm sure. I'm not a child now. Often I've been tempted to come to you. You must have known that. Oh, I was so wrong when I married Ellis. And his needing me, or my thinking he did, kept me there. And that was wrong, too. But if I can still make you happy, Benji, that's all I want now.
Vanessa? Vanessa, I'm back.
Oh, how was the fair? Did you sell the horses?
Vanessa, come here to the door.
Yes, Benji.
Look out there.
Yes, Benji.
Cumberland. It's ours, my dear. The hills, the rocks, the flying clouds, they're the same as they always were. Look, Vanessa, down there, that dark patch. That's Skiddaw Forest down there, and when you stand below Skiddaw House and look over towards the forest, you can see sometimes, just before the hill rises, a dark patch that looks like the opening of a cave. It's only a trick of the light. There's no cave there, but when I was a boy, I used to fancy it was the opening of a great subterranean hall.
Benji.
Yes, dearest.
You haven't told me about the fair.
No.
Our horses. How many did you sell?
I had rather bad luck.
You mean you didn't sell any of them? I know.
We can manage.
They won't have anything to do with us, will they, Benji?
It isn't there.
Yes, it is. Don't try to keep it from me. I'm not blind.
My dearest.
We're outcasts. We're wicked, sinful people. The world will have nothing to do with us. And now... Oh, Benji.
Vanessa, do you care? Do you care what they think of us? Aren't we enough for ourselves?
Oh, it's not that, Benji. It's Ellis.
Ellis?
There was a letter this morning from his sister. I didn't tell
you. Yes?
Oh, here it is. Dear Vanessa, I have for some weeks now postponed this letter, but I have at last decided that it must be written. The fact is quite simply this. Ellis has been seriously ailing. He has, as you know, long been given to childish pursuits, to playing with dolls, soldiers, and trains. Following the doctor's advice, we have humored him in this. A few months ago, I bought him a doll to give him pleasure. As soon as he saw it, it reminded him of you. He has not mentioned your name in all these years, but on this occasion he said at once, "Why, this is Vanessa, come back to me." From that moment on, he has begged incessantly for your return. "I want Vanessa," he cries, again and again. "When is Vanessa coming? Why doesn't Vanessa come?" The doctor assured me that Ellis has, at the most, a few months to live. If you return to Hill Street for those few months, Vanessa, you will hear no single word of reproach from any of us. If you don't, you will never forgive yourself. Your place just now is with your husband, whatever the past has been. You have it in your power to give him his last happiness.
What are you going to do?
I wanted to hear what you thought I should do.
You aren't going, Vanessa. This is monstrous.
Ah, it had to come, Benji, to make things right.
Open.
He wants me back, Benji. I could never have left him if he had wanted me. But he didn't then. Now he does. He's dying.
He doesn't want you. He can't want you. Why doesn't he even know you?
No, Benji, no. There are no lies in that letter. I must go, and you know it. There could be no other way. We had a new life. And it was too fine, too wonderful to be allowed much of.
You owe me more than you owe Ellis, Vanessa.
No, Benji. I ruined Ellis' life. I've made you happy. I made him unhappy.
He made you marry him.
No, he didn't. I needn't have married him.
Well, what about me? Don't you care what happens to me?
Listen to me, Benji. It's only you I'm thinking of. Your happiness. I couldn't make you happy, Benji, if I were anything but what I have to be.
You're right, Vanessa. You must go. My dearest, I suppose I should be glad to hear that Alice is better. But how can I lie to you? You who know me so well. The months we were to be apart have become years. But I want you to believe, my dear, as I do, that someday we'll be together again. Soon, perhaps. I can't help feeling that. I love you, my dearest sweet. I wonder if you know how much. How very much. Forever, Benji.
I've known for weeks now that I'm going to die. The doctor told me yesterday that it will be soon. I made him swear on his honor that he'd not tell you or anyone. Since there's nothing anyone can do for me except to let me spend my last days in peace and happiness. And I will be happy, Benji, if I can make you know that our love has not been wasted. The years we knew each other were the most wonderful and glorious years in both our lives, weren't they? They were everything for me. Oh, Benji, I've wished so often that I could have been a different kind of woman for you. I suppose every woman wishes that for the man she loves. I would have liked to have been brilliant and witty, the kind of woman that clever men describe in their books. I have not, I'm sure, made a success of my life. And yet I feel that we were successful because we kept our love for each other always. I won't say anything about religion because I know that bores you. But think sometimes of me that I had no more doubt that God exists than I have of your love for me. There are many people who are not stupid nor flawed, who feel God close to them quite as practically as they feel the people they know close to them. When I am gone, remember that this was the greatest true fact in my life. But I didn't mean this letter to be a sermon. I only meant to thank you again and again for loving me so much and so long. Don't be sad if I go. Think often of all the happy times we had, especially in Cumberland. That's our country. That's where I will always be closest to you, Benji. It has been our country for nearly 200 years, and perhaps before that. Every stone and tree there is a witness that life is worth living, however hard it is. Beautiful and terrible and comic and disappointing and rewarding. Forgive me for all the times that you thought me sentimental and stupid and slow to see things. But I know you have and will. Remember that our love isn't dead, that it will never end, that nothing can destroy it now. Your most loving and devoted, Vanessa.